there. Welcome to Shoot the Flick. I'm Frankie Spark.
And I'm Scott Eisenberg.
And we are a married couple who like to shoot the shit about movies.
That we do. That we do.
And it is Oscar night. It is the 2024 Oscars.
It is.
And we're here.
We
have it all set up on the TV, ready to go. I'm actually very excited for the Oscars tonight. I feel like they have some things in store for us that will be very entertaining. I'm ready for it.
Wait, you know somebody's going to slap somebody already?
Now, Scott, we have all but erased that horrible blight on our Oscars history. That's not something we talk about, okay? We don't talk about Bruno, and we don't talk about the Oscars slap anymore.
Jimmy Kimmel is hosting this year.
He already made his stupid jokes about it last year.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he can't do it again.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's gonna... Oh, my God, Eugene Li Yang is at the Oscars.
Well, yeah, he produced...
I know, he was in Nimona, but still... Oh, my God, he looks so good. Okay, sorry. We have the red carpet on in the background. So, I'm excited. Of course, I'm here for your stats. Whenever they are necessary. Scotty is also here. We picked our picks. Some of them are the same. Some of them are different. We're going to fight. We're going to scream. Ryan Gosling's going to perform I'm Just Ken. I'm excited. So, Scott, how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling? Are you feeling the Kenergy?
I am feeling the Kenergy. I have on my Knuff shirt.
Yes, Scott is indeed Knuff.
And I am ready to see what this Oscars has to hold, though this Oscars does seem very chalky.
What does that mean, dear?
Okay, I forgot.
Remind the people what that means, because you've used that term before in Oscar shows, and I still don't remember what it means.
So chalky means, it's an NCAA term, really, like a sports playoff term, where all the higher seeds win no matter what. Like, everyone's picking Oppenheimer to win a bunch of stuff.
Indeed. We have it down for like 7 or 8 wins tonight, at least.
But like, it's chalk. It's like, it's the easy prediction. Everyone makes the easy predictions. The best movie, the best actor, they seem all predetermined. It's chalk.
I will say there are some categories that are up in the air right now. The biggest one probably being lead actress, which we'll talk about as we move forward in the night. But there's still some great things, even though everyone thinks this is the Oppenheimer show, which in a lot of ways I think it will be. But there are some cool stats, cool records that we'll be discussing and bringing up throughout the night. For example, this is the most Best Picture nominees that we have ever had directed by women, which is obviously a good thing. We got Anatomy of a Fall. We got Barbie, of course. And then we got Past Lives.
Hopefully, great movies.
Yes. Hopefully they do like a package, like a video package for each movie. So like we can have like a moment to talk about each movie in like a little more detail.
There's a couple I don't want to talk about again.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Oh, no. Speaking of that, this is also the first year where more than one film, primarily not in English, is nominated for Best Picture, i.e. Anatomy of a Fall, Past Lives, and Zone of Interest. Which we watched last night. That was the last Best Picture nominee we watched. Neither one of us had a great reaction to it, but we'll talk about that when we get there.
You know what? Fuck the Oscars for making us watch it.
All right, I didn't say that. Scott said that.
I said that. I put my voice behind that.
But we have some interesting competitions between Scott and myself tonight. We're also going to have a special guest. If you have listened to our past Oscars episodes, we are going to have my mother, Jen Sparks, as our special guest tonight. We actually, surprisingly, are not recording this episode in her home, so she might not be here with us the whole time, you know, giving her special commentary. But we are going to have some time set apart for her, Jen's Corner, to discuss her thoughts on the Best Picture nominees, because she has seen quite a few of them this year. I still have not heard her detailed thoughts of Poor Things, so that'll be interesting for all of us together.
No, we only got a snippet of a text.
Yeah. And the spoiler alert, the text was not promising. Oh, man. But anyway, Scott, what are you looking forward to most tonight going into 2024 Oscars?
I am looking forward to I'm Just Ken being performed.
If you say winning, I'm going to hit you.
Well, hey, could happen. It could happen.
It could, but it won't.
You never know, Frankie.
I do.
You never know.
Anyway, I'm also looking forward to the I'm Just Ken performance and what we have in store for that. I'm not looking forward to the Cheetos song performance, but that's also another thing.
We could have, Oscars, we could have had Jack Black.
That is true.
In a Bowser tuxedo.
You really could have.
Singing Peaches. I didn't need it to win. I just needed it to be here. But you chose to be less fun because you're the Oscars. You could have been fun. You could have been. And come on, Oscar-nominated Jack Black just sounds good.
I'm also looking forward to Billie Eilish's hopefully Oscar-winning performance of What I Was Made For. And I'm looking forward to some lovely ladies getting honored tonight in many different avenues of the movie industry, because as you guys must know, if you're a real feminist or feminist ally, you must know that it is Women's History Month, this wonderful month of March. So if you didn't know that, you are not an ally and you are a patriarchal misogynist. No, I'm kidding. And by the way, I'm watching the red carpet and Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant. So any of us fools that were secretly hoping for a Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens reunion someday, our hopes have been dashed, but she does look beautiful in her pregnant belly. So, hey, it all worked out in the end. It is funny, though, because she just, I could have sworn I saw a thing like on her socials or something on the internet where she posted a video and someone saw a bump and was like, oh, are you pregnant? And Vanessa Hudgens like fired back like, oh, I'm so sorry that I have a normal body with curves. And then she shows up at the Oscars carpet and she's pregnant, like hugely pregnant. I'm like, God damn it. Okay, so we are getting ready for the ceremony to begin. Hopefully, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't ruin this. The whole Oscars started an hour earlier, so we could hopefully end this before tomorrow. So let's hope. Let's all hope together.
So the Oscars could be 5 hours today. Let's go.
Oh, and if Messi the dog is not here in the building, I'm rioting. Alrighty, so we are getting ready to start our Oscar ceremony, but we must introduce our special guest. You know her, you love her. It's Jen Sparks. Jen Sparks is here. Woo! For yet another Oscar show.
Indeed.
Mom, how you feeling?
I'm so excited.
Are you happy we are at your house this time?
Yes.
It is a change of scenery.
Yes.
It's enjoyable. Always lovely to visit you children.
Yes, Mom. We're not here. We're not going to be here like, you know, till 11 something laughing and yucking it up about the Oscars.
No, because I'll be walking home.
I'll be walking my ass out of here. So, Mom, I know you watched some of the Best Picture films this year. What'd you think?
I saw a few, just a few. One, two, three, about
four. We liked Oppenheimer, yes.
Oppenheimer was good, yes. You guys said I would fall asleep, which I did not.
No, you did not. You stayed awake for the whole, like, 3.5 hours. That's good. That's a testament to the movie. You liked The Holdovers, yes?
Holdovers was very good, yes. It was a fun movie to watch.
Divine Joy Randolph will be winning her Oscar tonight for that role. And then we got Barbie.
Barbie, can I say sucked?
You can.
Barbie sucked.
Ooh.
You can say whatever you want. And then we had an experience with Poor Things. Now, I thought that I told you, Mom, it's weird. You won't like it. But you took that as, oh, I liked it, meaning me, Frankie liked it, so I should watch it. How'd you do?
Well, I thought you said it was funny.
I did think it was funny.
That's not the word I would have used.
What word would you use?
Horrendous.
Not horrendous. Mom, because we were watching the red carpet when you showed up and Mark Ruffalo was on the screen. I'm like, did you get to Mark Ruffalo in the movie, Ma? And what was your response?
No, I didn't even know he was in it. I wouldn't watch for him because he's very sexy.
He is very sexy, and he's really good in the movie. But yeah, you turned it off before we even got to Mark Ruffalo.
And he gets pretty naked.
You don't see his dingling, though.
But you see...
You see other dinglings in the movie.
I might watch it for his butt.
Oh, Ma, you little scandalous queen. Okay.
Mark Ruffalo, give us a call.
So what specifically? Because I feel like we should dissect.
No, Mark Ruffalo, give us a call.
No, Mark Ruffalo, please. Please. But what specifically didn't you like about Poor Things?
It was so weird. It was just odd.
It was quite odd. That's true. Emma Stone might win an Oscar tonight for it. So that'll be fun for you. It seems that we are, the ceremony is starting, so we're going to just gear up for what's to come here. I'm scared and excited. It seems like it might be a real show tonight.
I hope Billie Eilish wins.
I do too. Scott, do you want Billie Eilish to win? Or are you a misogynist?
I know she's probably going to win, but I have to stick with the song I like the best.
You're so beautiful.
I know. I was just thinking that.
No, you're not. You're not beautiful, Jimmy Kimmel. I can't believe he's hosting again. Can we get somebody else? Please.
The reason they keep bringing him back is because he's just harmless enough.
Yeah, no one else wants to fucking do that thankless job and get shit on the next day. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't care. Oh, are we standing? Are we standing for Jimmy Kimmel? Is that what
we're doing? Some of us are.
Okay, I was going to say.
It seems like 50-50.
Here's some fun Oscar trivia. 48 years ago, Robert De Niro and Jodie Foster were nominated for Taxi Driver, and they are both nominated again tonight.
She should win, too. I saw that movie, too.
Yeah, you did see Nyack.
Yeah, you saw Nyack.
Very good movie. Very good.
She likes the Jodie Foster.
They were both good in it. Annette Bening, too.
Margot looks uncomfortable in her dress. She looks like she can't breathe fully.
Ryan Gosling's got mascara on.
Ryan Gosling does have mascara or eyeliner or something on. Yeah, tell us something we don't know. Ryan Gosling, you're so hot. I've loved that man since The Notebook. Oh, no. Are we making a joke at RDJ's expense? Be careful. He points to his nose.
But look at him. I mean, look at this guy. He's so handsome, so talented. He's won every award there is to win. Is that an acceptance speech in your pocket, or do you just have a very rectangular penis?
Oh, is that it? Okay. That wasn't really. Wah, wah. What a shock. Messi! Messi the dog is here.
And has a seat.
That's just for show. He doesn't actually have a seat. Oh, thank God. I was like, if this dog doesn't show up. Oh, Poor Things, Mom. They're talking about Poor Things.
What were you thinking, Mr.
Yorgos? What were you thinking?
He's a weird director.
He is a weird director. I will admit, like, when this movie was first announced and the synopsis was like, a scientist puts the mind of a child into the body of a woman and hijinks ensue, essentially. And I was like, that sounds really fucking stupid. I'm not watching that. And then it got nominated for a shit ton of Oscars. I'm like, well, I'm going to have to watch it now. And I was strangely surprised. I liked it.
That was an easy softball of a joke there, Jimmy.
I wanted to put a timer on how long this monologue's going to go on. Ah, ha 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 ha. Oh, multi-talented Bradley Cooper. Oh, my. He looks like he has hair plugs in.
He looks good.
Wait, what'd you say, Ma?
He looks better than Ryan Gosling with mascara on.
Oh, my God. Bradley, has Leonard Bernstein come into you today? Oh, Lily Gladstone looks so pretty. She's got a really good shot at an Oscar tonight, too. Emily Blunt's not winning. Sterling K. Brown's not winning. He said it himself. He's like, I know I'm not winning. RDJ is going to win. It's fine. Jeffrey Wright's not winning. America Ferrera. Daniel Brooks. Did you watch Color Purple, the musical of it, Mom?
No.
Have you seen the original?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I hadn't seen it until I watched the original when the musical was coming out because I wanted to compare. And the first one obviously made me sob like a baby. And then I watched the musical version. I was like, oh, that's okay. Oh, yeah, Sandra Hüller. She was in two Best Picture nominees, Anatomy of a Fall and Zone of Interest.
Anatomy of a Fall may not be everybody's movie. It's actually well.
She carried it.
Clearly. She carried it. It's well done. It's a good courtroom kind of drama.
Drama, yeah.
But like,
they, oh my god, this monologue is going on forever.
they literally played though an Anatomy of a Fall. P.I.M.P. like
for 50 Cent like 70 times in a row.
At that point, like I hadn't heard that song in probably 15 years.
Now we're gonna play it here. I don't know what you heard about me. Put up this thing, get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no birds you can't see.
Then I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P. And now I can't get away from it.
Yeah, it's stuck. How is this monologue still going?
I don't know. We're up to about 16 minutes right now.
Yay. Okay. We're kicking it off with supporting actress.
Oh, here we go. This should be Ki, right?
Yes. Oh, is Ki Hoi Kwan going to come out and present? Oh, are they just all coming out? Oh, they're all coming out. Oh, we got Lupita. We got Jamie Lee. We got Regina. They're all coming out. Cool, man.
Okay, that's a good little...
I like that. That's so cool.
That's a good little twist. Do they all get a sentence?
Yes, they all get a sentence in the prompter. I find it strange that we moved the Oscars an hour up to try and end it earlier, to, you know, like get down on the runtime, and we're taking all this time to like meticulously introduce and give every nominee a little spiel.
My question is, will there be a video package after this?
Oh my god. Imagine, like, it'll and then after that they're gonna have Jamie Lee Curtis say all the names again and then give out the Oscar.
Woo, fine.
Okay, there we go. Lupita's introducing Divine, who's gonna win. Aw, I didn't know that. Divine Joy Randolph wore her grandmother's glasses in the film. That's really sweet. Oh, she's already crying. Honey, you're winning. Wipe your tears. You gotta say things. America Ferrera is the first person of Honduran descent to be nominated. So that's cool. But she's not winning. She literally got nominated for a fucking monologue. All right, here we go. Yeah, Divine Joy Randolph. She's already sobbing. Paul, help her get up. Get her up there.
There you go. Be a good guy, Paul. I like you.
You were great too, Jody.
I wouldn't know. I didn't watch the movie.
It's a good movie. You really should watch it. It's based on a true story.
I know, but it's just, I already had all the other stuff to watch, and I was like, do I really want to watch like a, what, 2-hour movie about some old lady swimming?
An Oscar podcast, and you didn't watch one of the movies.
It's not, I didn't watch every movie that's nominated.
That's one you should watch.
Okay.
Fucking poor things.
I would have rather watched...
But you didn't watch that.
I would have rather watched that than Zone of Interest.
Okay.
I have to give a special shout out to my publicist. And I know y'all said don't say nothing about no publicist, but you don't have a publicist like I have a publicist.
I have to give a special shout out to my publicist. Yeah, you should really tell Bradley Cooper to pick a new publicist. Fine. Oh, Paul Giamatti's crying. Everybody's crying. But yeah, you should tell Bradley Cooper, Divine, find a publicist that's not going to let you go out there and ask if Leonard Bernstein is going to come in me today.
I would have liked if that got nominated, but oh, I knew Ironclaw? It wasn't going to.
Yeah, I actually got a question about that on Instagram. Like, what movie should be here that isn't? And I was like, Ironclaw. Zac Efron got robbed. Oh, they're doing the packages, which is the first one we're going to talk about. The Holdovers.
I did love this movie.
I did too. It made me weepy, and I liked our three main characters. Ma, anything to say about The Holdovers of note? Wow, Ma. Really? I'm so glad you're here for that sterling analysis.
Fuck you.
But it was a good one. Good feel-good movie. Oh, look at Davide sitting with her little Oscar. Oh, so happy for her. Sometimes smoking is fine.
See that? Sometimes smoking is fine.
Yeah, Ma. So Davide thought fake cigarettes looked too weird and fake, so she started smoking real cigarettes, and now she's an Oscar.
Maybe I'll get an Oscar someday.
Yeah, Ma. Sure you will. Sure you will. The the God of Thunder and Princess Peach.
You can't say, oh.
Out to
God
present an Oscar.
Damn it.
Is this for animated? Oh, boy. Here's the deal with animated, okay? It's really a race between Spider-Verse 2 and Boy and the Heron. Scott has Spider-Verse. I think it's going to be Boy and the Heron, only because Miyazaki hasn't won an Oscar since, like, 01 for Spirited Away. I think it might happen. He's older, and he said it's not his last movie, but it might be. Who freaking knows? But I don't know. We'll see. Oh, Frankie was right. Don't you hate it when that happens? Boy and the Heron was won. And of course, Miyazaki's not there to accept it. All right, we got another video, Pakaj. Oh, for Poor Things, Mom's favorite movie of the year. I acknowledge that it was very strange, but I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the production design. I enjoyed Emma Stone. I enjoyed the writing. It was really funny.
It's weird.
It's weird as fuck. Oh, no. Here we go. Screenplay, guys. We're doing screenplay stuff. I'm scared. So for original screenplay, Scott picked The Holdovers, which is a decent choice. It would be nice if it won. But I picked Anatomy of a Fall just because that's where the tea seems to be spilling. However, I really very much would like Past Lives to win.
I'm going to go with Scotty Boy.
You're going to go with Scott over your daughter?
I'm going with Scotty Boy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, all right, fine. You both have egg on your faces. I don't give a fuck. I wish it was Past Lives.
Past Lives was great.
I'd be so okay if it was Past Lives.
Past Lives is one of those movies that's sad and uplifting at the same time.
Yeah, true. I mean, if Anatomy of a Fall wins,
I won't be upset
because also Justine Triet will be a winner, and that will make me happy because woman. Anatomy of a Fall has won, and I am even more in the lead.
It's okay.
Is it okay, Scott? Because you just lost.
I won last year.
You just lost, and Justine Triet won. Oh, and of course they're playing PIMP.
It does make sense. It is a very script-heavy movie. I like Holdovers personally better, but it makes sense.
I do too, and I also like Past Lives better, but I know what I'm talking about. Now, when we get to adapted screenplay, we both have the same thing. We both have American Fiction as our pick. I kind of want Poor Things to win, but it hasn't won anything anywhere, so it's not going to happen. But American Fiction is also very, very, very worthy, and I want it to win. Go ahead, Mom. Judge me.
At what age do you tell a screenplay it's been adapted?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. She spent too much time with Jimmy Kimmel. We must get her away immediately.
God, this movie.
Oh, no. Zone of Interest has an Oscar nomination for screenplay, and Scott is upset. Oppenheimer is also a thing that could spoil here, but I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen because it's going to win probably like at least 6 to 8 Oscars tonight. So we're going to give this to American Fiction. Mom's crossing her fingers, ironically, for Barbie right now as they play the monologue for America Ferrera in the package here.
Yay!
American Fiction! Core Jefferson! It also won the BAFTA and the Critics' Choice. I mean, this is pretty obvious that this was happening. Everybody is happy, it seems.
Unfortunately, I think that's going to be it for them for the night.
Yeah, this is it. This is their one shining moment in the sun. Greta's still here. How dare you say the next Greta's out there? Greta's still fucking here, bitch. Now, Marty's very comfortable in that seat, and he should be, because he ain't getting up the whole fucking night.
Well, we said that last year, too.
He'll get up to applaud for Lily if she wins, and that's about it.
He earns his stripes.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, get comfy, Marty, because you ain't getting up.
You gotta wonder, though, with some of these guys who don't win, how comfortable really are those seats for 4 hours?
I would hope they're comfortable, at least. I mean, they look pretty cushy. Oh, everyone shut up. Billy is singing.
I'm not sure now what I was made for. What was I made for?
Yay. Scott, you didn't like that?
Oh, it's a...
You didn't like that song, Scott?
It's...
Winner.
It's Scott, you don't like that song?
It's a good song. I never said it wasn't
Scott,
a good song.
Scott, you misogynist fuck.
That's winner.
Look look at Kate McKinnon screaming. We're all screaming. Billy! Oh, I love her so much. One song of the year, if you didn't know, at the Grammys. Song of the year. Which means it's the best song of the year.
Oh, yes, because we all believe in the Grammys.
Definitely going to win song. So I'll be up by 3 then, at least. Because somebody... apparently I married an anti-feminist patriarch. He's over there eating pasta, like, ignoring me.
Is that why he's wearing his Ken shirt?
Yes, he's wearing it in protest of Billie Eilish and her feminist ideals.
You're Knuff.
You are Knuff. I have had just about Knuff of your shit.
Knuff of you, Scotty.
Oh my god. I am curious how the performance of I'm Just Ken is going to go. Are we going to have like a full-on reenactment of like the music scene, like scene in the movie with like Simu Liu and like Chris Evans' brother in there and they're all going to be dancing around? Or is it just going to be Mark Ronson with like an electric guitar, like the Christmas version of the song that they released, which is just the song but with jingle bells in the background? Oh, do you have a Barbie joke?
Yes. Why isn't there a pregnant Barbie?
There is a pregnant Barbie. Your joke is inherently flawed because there is a pregnant Barbie. Okay, fine. No. Say it again.
Why isn't there a pregnant Barbie?
I don't know. Why isn't there a pregnant Barbie?
Ken came in a different box.
That's funny.
Right, as always.
Of course, we can't forget the Cheetos song that's yet to be performed. How exciting. There's a Cheetos song. The Cheetos movie. They did a movie about how they made spicy Cheetos. Mom is confused. So they did a movie about how they made hot Cheetos called Flamin' Hot. And in that movie, there's a song written by Diane Warren. She's had like 15 nominations. 7 years in a row, she's been nominated for song. No matter what the song is, it's nominated. So that's the Diane Warren song. I listened to it earlier. It's shit.
Okay, let's see. What's this one?
Past lives.
Yes.
This I was expecting to like fuck me up. And it built up pretty well. And then at the end, it did kind of like devastate me a little bit. But it was really well done.
It was. It surprised me. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did.
Oh, we got makeup and hair, production design, probably costumes is coming up soon. This is going to be fun. So my pick for makeup and hair is Maestro, because I figure they got to give Maestro something.
No, they don't.
They do, because it's a black and white biopic about old Hollywood shit. What are you going
to
do?
Don't have to give it anything.
I agree, but, you know, I'm expecting it. But then Scott picked Poor Things.
I did.
Actually, for makeup and hair.
Look what they did to Willem Dafoe.
That's true. Let's see. Oh!
Bam! Oh, here we go. Things. Catching up.
Brad, you ain't getting shit, bro.
I hope that seat's comfortable, Mr. Cooper. This is what happens when you try way too hard.
And Scott is officially on the board.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel the energy?
Now it's time to put up my Bradley Cooper Oscar meme. Production design, I know I picked Poor Things. I think you picked Barbie, right?
I did pick Barbie.
Mom's going with Barbie. The production design and costumes is going to be the battle between Poor Things and Barbie. The production design on Poor Things, though, is, like, insane. So I just can't see it not winning.
Though, this is the only thing I think Killers of the Flower Moon even has a chance in.
It's not. Killers of the Flower Moon is not winning anything except for maybe actress if Lily Gladstone pulls it out. Poor Things! Yes!
Okay, you're back, too.
I'm back, baby. I was still in the lead before, Scott.
Yeah, but I had the shot to catch up and tie you.
Nope.
I thought it made sense. I thought Barbie
Poor Things gets another Oscar and Frankie gets another point.
The Poor Things does make sense too. It is very fantastical.
It's gorgeous looking. Mom's mad.
Stupid.
Tonight is the 50th anniversary of what used to be the craziest moment in Oscar history.
They brought up the slap.
They didn't bring up the
That's what it was.
Oh, they had a streaker at the Academy Awards. That's fun. Oh, no. They're going to have some poor schmuck run out naked. John Cena!
Is he wearing sandals?
It seems that way. All right, John Cena. Look at you go. Of course, he's presenting costumes butt-ass naked. I have Barbie for costumes. No, we both had Barbie.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So, I think Barbie's winning this.
I'm gonna say Napoleon.
Mom, did you even see Napoleon?
No, but I just saw the costumes.
Mom. Mom. Poor things. All right, that's okay. I thought they were gonna give Barbie a little extra something other than song tonight, but that's okay.
Okay, what's the package now? Oh, okay, Killers.
Killers was fine. It was a good movie overall.
It was fun.
When we went to see it in the theater, the main issue that we had with it is that it, while it is well-intentioned to depict this obvious tragedy that occurred to these Native people, it is told through the eyes of Martin Scorsese. So it focuses a lot on the white people and not a lot on, you know, the Native people. And I mean, we'll talk about maybe a little bit more when we get towards actress, because that kind of impacts Lily Gladstone's performance, because in the third act she disappears.
Not only that, but you know, the same problem with The Irishman is it's just recycling a lot of Scorsese's greatest hits.
Yeah,
so it kind of feels dated and old.
Well, we are getting the performance of the song that's Oscar nominated. I think it's a good thing that they made the movie, because it brought to light something that not a lot of people knew about.
Well, yeah.
Even though there was a book about it and everything.
Well, yeah, it makes it more available to
the
general public.
And it is good, but there's a problem with the fact that, like, we don't really know if Lily Gladstone should be a lead actress in a movie about Native American people, and she's the Native American in the main cast. Like, that's a problem.
Do you think Marty's gonna come out and give his speech like he did at the end of the movie?
Oh, at the end of the movie, yeah, where he just is. That was weird too, man. It's like, okay, I don't know.
Dwayne Johnson, the Bad Bunny.
Oh, we're doing international feature. So, the tea with international feature is very interesting, because Zone of Interest is the only one in this category that is also nominated for Best Picture. The reason that Anatomy of a Fall isn't in here, which is, I would say, the more like popular, well-known movie out of the international ones, is because apparently the whole process of that is strange. Every country only gets to submit one movie for the Oscars. And France, because Justine Triet said stuff that was negative about the French government, they refused to include Anatomy of a Fall. So really, when the people of Zone of Interest get up to accept this award, they should thank the country of France for being assholes and excluding Anatomy of a Fall from the conversation. Because Zone of Interest just won.
There you go. You win. Good for you. Happy
Scott,
day.
I'm sure we'll talk about Zone of Interest.
It's boring.
More in its package.
I'll talk about it now. Fine, I don't care.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
You go, girl.
It's boring. It's meandering. It feels like... I understand what they were trying to do.
They just keep saying the same thing over and over.
They keep saying the same... You could have done what Zone of Interest did in 15 minutes, and the hour at 45 runtime feels like 3.5 hours.
It really does.
Not to mention, you care about no one.
Yeah, all the characters are pretty meaningless, and you don't care. You only care about the dog.
And as the movie continues...
Who is a real innocent in everything.
And as the movie continues to go on, you get the feeling like, instead of being like, oh, hey, we're compartmentalizing that the Nazis are, you know, living their normal lives while committing these atrocities.
Yeah, the whole premise of the movie is that a Nazi officer and his family are living in a house
next to Auschwitz.
Directly next to Auschwitz. And they're just trying to live their lives in, like, completely, you know, like, compartmentalizing all the horrors that are happening right across the street, basically.
But while
and it's like, okay, they just keep like they go out in the garden and then they hear gunshots in the distance, and then the kids go out and play in the pool and there are gunshots, and they go in the water and there are human remains in the water by the house, and it's like, okay, we get it. Can you say something else now?
But not only that, as time goes on, you start to feel like the message almost becomes, instead of, oh my God, this horrible thing that they're, you know, okay with, you start feeling like, oh, you know, Nazis were normal people too. They had normal problems.
Yeah. a little weird. Oh, hello, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Let's stop talking about this Holocaust movie. On to better things. Are they talking about stunts? You should make stunts a fucking category then, if you love them so much.
You should.
You're making casting a category in, I think, a couple of years. Do it for stunts. Why not?
No, because then they would have to, you know, be like, hey, all these popular movies, we don't let into the Oscars because we're hoity-toity. We would have to let them into the Oscars.
Well, they do it now with visual effects.
Yeah, but...
and they never make the fucking, like, Marvel ones
well,
win.
See, but then, watch, then Fast and the Furious gets nominated, and then Vin Diesel's at the Oscars.
I don't really think... The Rock's at the Oscars and nobody bats an eye at that.
No, that's The Rock. He's
The
fine.
Rock's not a fucking, you know, Oscar-winning actor.
But The Rock has charisma. Okay. Je ne sais quoi.
The Rock has riz, which is true. But Vin Diesel likes to pretend he has riz. All right, what's this package about? Bobby! I like Bobby.
Yes.
Bobby is fun. Barbie has the greatest song of the year in it. Everything about it is pretty fun and cool, and Ryan Gosling did great. Margot did great.
Yes, I hope, you know, we get
Mom fell asleep while watching Barbie.
Yes.
It was boring.
It was boring?
No.
Mom, you're going to have to try that again.
Enough.
Sublime. All right, here we go. Supporting actor, here comes RDJ, 30 years in the making. He got his first Oscar nomination for fucking Chaplin, and now it's happening.
There we go, baby.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, here we go. Okay, Rockwell. What's his name? Tim Robbins. Kiwi Kwan, Christoph Waltz, and Mahershala. Here we go. Hey, Sam Rockwell.
Sam, you look weird with a beard, man.
You were just in Argyle, which I heard was bad, but I still love you. RDJ. Oh, yeah, because they were in Iron Man together. I totally forgot he was in Iron Man. Hey, De Niro. Hey, man. How you doing? You're looking old these days. You and your buddy Al are looking old as fuck these days.
Hey, Al just had a kid.
I mean, he's an old man. It's okay.
But De Niro, have some respect.
I have respect. I'm just saying he's old.
And Al Pacino just had a kid, goddamn it.
I bet you dollars to donuts if you went up to Rob De Niro and said, sir, are you old? He would be like, yeah, I'm fucking old. What of it?
No, he'd be, yeah, I'm old. Fuck you.
Yeah, and that's fair. But he knows he's old. It's okay. And the Oscar goes to Iron Man! Yes! Yes, Iron Man! Stand the fuck up for Iron Man! I love that RDJ just thanked his lawyer. Thanks, bro. You got me out of some jams. Doggy! Messi! They got Messi clapping for RDJ. I'm done. Love that. You know, that was a good moment.
That's a hell of a crew walking down the hallway.
That is crazy. And you know what? It's true, because he said that I needed this part more than it needed me. And in a way, that's true, because after Iron Man, he really needed to, like, prove himself in a way that he could do something that isn't Marvel. And then his first movie was fucking Doolittle. So he's like, ah, fuck. What do I do now? But he did great in that movie.
He didn't need anything. He's Iron Man.
That's true. He's rich, and he owns many metal suits.
What's okay?
What is this one? Oh, Anatomy of a Fall. We kind of talked about it a little bit before, but 50 Cent, PIMP, it reintroduced us to that song, which is a plus. It's a little dense, I would say, but still good. I had a good time.
That
with
is
it.
Not
the and of course, Messy the dog.
Yes,
played Snoop.
He did,
which was the highlight of the film. Oh God, It's Schwarzenegger and DeVito.
These guys have been around a lot lately.
They did a fucking like insurance commercial for the Super Bowl.
Are we trying to hint that there's going to be a
twin? Of course they're here. Yeah, no, there's going to be a twin sequel at some point. They're testing the water, Scott. Oh, Batman, that son of a bitch. They pan to Michael Keaton. He's so mad. He's like... But George Clooney was Schwarzenegger's Batman. Where's George Clooney at?
And no one cares. Yes.
Michael Keaton, he's like, bring it on. Oh, we're doing VFX.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the tea with VFX. We both picked Godzilla. The Godzilla team has a woman on it, which made me more inclined to vote for it. It's one of five women that have ever been nominated in the category. Obviously, it's not going to be Marvel.
I do love Guardians, but Godzilla looked great. It really did.
Godzilla looked great. I thought it was fine. Scott's a big Godzilla guy. He loved it. So.
I did.
Godzilla!
Godzilla!
Oh, God. Cue the Austin Powers clip here.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is, Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
Ah! Okay, editing. This is a big one for, you know, our best picture situation here. We both picked Oppenheimer because obviously... There we go! Oppenheimer.
This is where Oppenheimer takes everything.
That's true. Oh, this is John Batiste's song now. It Never Went Away from his documentary that he did. You already won an Oscar for Soul. You're not winning another one.
Well, not this year, but...
Not this year.
They'll never say the man won't win another Oscar. Who knows?
No, I'm not saying ever. I'm saying this year. We're living in the now, Scott. I'm talking about right now. I did listen to this earlier, and it's perfectly fine. It's not really memorable. I would say that the Cheeto song is by far the worst song of the bunch, though, but because it was written by Diane Warren, we're going to listen to the Yellow Ranger sing the Cheeto song later, which is going to be really irritating. Because Becky G played the Yellow Ranger in the Power Rangers movie.
She did.
Check out our review of the live-action Power Rangers film, by the way, and our review of the Power Rangers series, because why not promo our other episodes while a man is performing his Oscar-nominated song?
You have no shame.
It's true, I don't.
We are shameless.
Oh, no, it's the Maestro package. Scott, you want to talk about how much you loved Maestro?
Another boring movie that just kind of meandered along. Like, I understand it's a biopic, but, like, have a story.
It's basically Bradley Cooper sucking his own dick while also simultaneously sucking Leonard Bernstein's dick. And you can tell that from all the publicity he's done for this movie, which is laughable, quite frankly.
It also felt like he was trying way too hard.
Well,
man.
Yes, that's kind of like the running narrative with him now, is that he's really trying to get an Oscar.
Oh, we're going to end with the Diane Warren song?
Ew. Yeah, they just said the Ken performance is up next, which is insane to me.
The Oscars does not know what to do with song. They don't. You pick the fun songs.
Well, they have to do a Diane Warren song,
Scott. No, they don't, Frankie.
Yes, they do. They're legally required to pick a Diane Warren song until she fucking wins, which is never going to happen. I said this last year, I think, because last year was some other stupid song, too, that she did. I'm sorry, Diane, but, like, there's a reason you've been nominated 15 times and haven't fucking won yet. It's just, like, insane. Like, they're not good. They're all for, like, shitty movies that no one's ever heard of.
They should have did Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em is not in a movie.
Who cares?
If it was, then obviously. But, oh my God.
It should have been Peaches. And then we could have always had, for now until eternity, Oscar-nominated Jack Black.
Oh no, it's the Zone of Interest package. Perhaps we should just take this moment to, I don't know, sing a SpongeBob song, like, you know, how we usually do when we talk about the Oscars. Let's see. The best time to wear a striped sweater
is all the time.
One with the collar, turtleneck, that's the kind. Okay, great, it's over. I think we're doing cinematography now, which I have picked Oppenheimer correctly and Scott has picked Poor Things, which is just going to set me another point further in the lead. Oh, Oppenheimer. Oh, my God. So I have 4 points to Scott's one.
That's fine.
And Oppenheimer has its third Oscar.
Part of me would want to be like Joe Pesci and just be like, thanks. Just walk off the stage.
Wes Anderson just won an Oscar for his short, which I did watch on Netflix, and it was good.
Wes Anderson did a short?
God damn it, Wes. Why didn't you show up? Fuck you. We are doing a Wes Anderson movie pretty soon on our show. Wink, wink. Wonder which one it will be. Not Asteroid City, because I didn't like it.
Nope. Oh, okay, never mind. They lied to us.
Oh, thank God. They know what they're doing. They're doing the Cheeto song now. They just teased us with the Ken song. They would think they could stop you, but there's no stopping you. They can't put. Just in case you didn't know, they rhymed you with you. And it's so lyrically sound and wonderful. And
there's fire behind there because the Cheetos are hot.
But they're parading children out here trying to manipulate people into thinking this song is good.
Oh, you got the fire inside.
No. No.
Wow.
That was it.
That's pretty bad.
Scott, on a scale of one to shit, how bad was that?
Peaches. You just should have put peaches in there.
No competition.
I agree, Mom. No competition at all. Billy's got it in the bag.
Billy might. She might have it in the bag. Who knows?
Might. Might. Might, he says. Just like a typical fucking misogynist, patriarchal fucking plant.
Plant?
Of the patriarchy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The patriarchy planted me on this podcast.
Yes. Okay, we're getting American Fiction's package now. This was a fun theater experience. It was very cringy in the best ways.
This feels like a movie the Oscars wouldn't nominate.
It does, and that's been said. Like, it took a while to kind of gain traction, but now that it has, it's definitely worth seeing. But yeah, the amount of times I cringed in the theater.
Oh, but the amount of times I laughed, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, John Mulaney is presenting sound. That's kind of funny because he's a loud, funny guy. But we both picked Oppenheimer for this. It seems pretty obvious.
Yep.
Or what about that moment in Field of Dreams when we hear, if you build it, he will come. And then Costner does it. He builds a baseball field. Well, I guess he doesn't build it. He mows down corn, and then there is a field. And then he's like, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball. And the bank is like, you want to pay your mortgage? And he's like, nah, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball.
He just did a whole bit about Field of Dreams, and we're doing Field of Dreams next week.
Yeah, it's all good. John Mulaney, thank you for the plug for Shoot the Flick.
Did you ever see Field of Dreams?
No, Mom, I haven't. That's why we're doing it. Scott's showing it to me. You know the concept of our show?
I was hoping it was him who...
Me?
How did you think Scott hadn't seen a sports movie?
Especially Field of Dreams.
Oh, Field of Dreams? I thought maybe you would have watched that.
No.
She doesn't like Kevin Costner either.
I don't like Kevin Costner.
Who raised you?
You did. I didn't see Rocky before I did this show either. So clearly, you know, you were lacking in certain spots, ma'am.
I love how this movie has gotten nominated multiple times and like no one cares.
The creator?
Yeah.
Who cares who else got nominated? It's gonna be fucking Oppenheimer. They made a bomb go boom boom. Obviously, Oppenheimer's winning. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
What? Zone of Interest just won. Oh, fuck.
Wow, that's bullshit.
Oh, no.
Oh, just because they have sound in the background. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, they all have sound in them. But
no, but like that's the whole point of the movie is the sound in the background.
Right. Is Zone of Interest going to steal it all away from Oppenheimer?
No, Mom. This is its first Oscar. Oh, no. It's the second because it won for international. You're right. Okay. It's not going to beat Oppenheimer. Fuck you. Damn. Okay, wasn't expecting that, but yes, it's the quiet juxtaposed against the gunshots and the screaming in the distance. But it's just that for literally 2 hours. Oh wait, I think.
Oh, here we are.
I think this is the moment, guys. Everyone shut up. Ken is about to Ken.
Yes.
Yes, this is what I wanted. Oh, they got everybody. Hi, Kingsley Benadire. Hi, Scott Evans.
Slash.
Oh, Slash is playing. See, you were wondering why Slash was here.
I was.
He's here for this. I'm just Ken, where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her to see the man behind the tent and fight for me? I'm just Ken, and that's enough. And I'm great at doing stuff. Yes, give that mic to Greta.
I love this.
Yes, kiss the cameraman. Oh, this is so fun.
This is the best thing in the world.
Yay. Oh, so fun. It's still going to lose, but that was fun. I love Ryan Gosling so much, man.
Because he's willing to be the joke. That's the best part of him.
And he got so much shit when he first got cast because they're like, he's too old to be Ken. It's like, okay, what is he, it's like 70?
It's Ryan Gosling.
He's in his 40s. Like, calm down.
But that was amazing. That is the highlight of the Oscars so far. And here's the Oppenheimer package.
Oppenheimer package. When we saw it during Barbenheimer time, there obviously was a concern that the runtime was going to be like too much. But I personally felt that it was really well paced and I was like glued to the screen the whole time. And clearly mom was okay with it too because she saw it at home and she was still transfixed.
Yes.
So there's a reason it's sweeping and we're going to have a great moment later when Nolan finally gets his Oscar. Ooh, girl, we're going to get our Wicked Girls presenting score and song. We've got Cynthia Erivo and the homewrecker, I mean Ariana Grande. How exciting. Now, Laura Cartman's not going to win for American Fiction, but the score was good. But she's one of five women who have been nominated for score in the last 25 years, which is something good to note. But fuck this. Goranson's winning for Oppenheimer. He also won a few years ago for Black Panther. Oppenheimer! Thank God it wasn't John Williams.
Unless John Williams said he was officially actually retiring, I don't think he would have won it.
No, he's been nominated 54 times now. It's,
but if he said
it's all for the same shit.
But if he said, like, yo, I'm done, he would have won.
Okay, Ludwig Göransson's pants are too big for him, but that's okay. We don't judge him here at Shoot the Flick because he pulled out an awesome fucking score.
He did.
And he just won his second Oscar.
Good for you, sir.
How old is he? He looks super young.
He's got to be like, I would say 30s. Early 30s, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't do the thing again where they said all the songs over. Okay, well, one. Well, one.
Billy?
Yeah. Oh, Billy won! Scott! Hey, it's Billy won! Second Oscar! Under 30! Oh, Ludwig Göransson is 39? He's got a baby face. He looks like early 30. Good for you, Ludwig Göransson. But also, Billy just won her second Oscar! So, actor and actress, we both picked different things.
We did.
Lead actor, we split between Killian and Paul Giamatti.
Indeed.
Paul Giamatti had a bit of a surge when he won the Golden Globe and took it to In-N-Out, and he had a real moment there. And I was also kind of like pulling for him and hoping he could like surge a little more. But then like, I think it was the SAG or whatever award ceremony was right before the Oscars, Killian won. So I was like, okay, I think it's over. I think it's Killian, which I'm happy about. But I don't think that's super contentious at this point. I think everyone pretty much expects it to go to Killian. If Paul Giamatti spoils, that'd be pretty like holy shit moment. But I think what really is the real main race of the night is Lily Gladstone versus Emma Stone.
Indeed. My wife could not make a decision.
I really couldn't. I had to wait until like earlier today to make my final decision.
Earlier today, like 6:20.
Okay. Well, yeah.
The Oscars started at 7.
Okay. Shut up. Anyway, both of the performances were good. I personally like Emma Stone's better. So if Emma Stone ends up winning, I'll be happy. Scott has picked Emma Stone. I have picked Lily Gladstone. And here's why. The Oscars will never miss a moment to pat themselves on the back for diversity. If Lily Gladstone wins, she'll be the first Native American person to win an Oscar. And I think that's a great thing. And I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it. She did a great job in the movie. The problem is,
she's not a lead actor.
Everyone in the beginning of the season was thinking she was going to do supporting because she's not in the movie that much, which is inherently the problem with the movie in general. I think it really all comes down to Martin Scorsese. So if she wins or loses tonight, then blame Martin Scorsese. When in doubt, as Scott said earlier to me off mic, blame the old white guy. I mean, I liked Lily Gladstone in the movie, but the third act, which is a part of the movie where, you know, Lily Gladstone's character, her husband gets arrested for basically slaughtering her whole fucking family. And then instead of focusing on her and her journey to like figuring out how the hell to get back on your feet after that, which is what really we want to see, it's all focusing on Leo DiCaprio and his legal drama. And it's like, I don't really think that's the point of the movie, or it shouldn't be anyway.
The movie followed Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro with this like weird mafia kind of angle.
Because Scorsese. He's not used to really focusing a lot of attention on his female characters. And that's like, it is what it is, because he makes movies about what he knows.
Well, I like to go back to an old Denzel clip where Denzel talks about, could Scorsese have made a great Schindler's List and could Spielberg make a great Goodfellas? Of course. But, you know, because they made the movie that they made, because of who they are, they're all-time classics.
Oh, we've got the In Memoriam. Who are we going to see? Who did we forget that passed away? Perhaps Jonathan Majors' career will show up on the screen. Why are you, like, you're zooming away from names of people. Like, what are we doing, guys? This isn't why really that hard to do.
Why do we keep trying to, like, fuck with
the
this
fucking memorial? It's not that hard to do.
They've done this like
play their names on a screen. Oh, Robbie Robertson, who's the composer for Killers of the Flower Moon, passed away.
It's
really not hard. Just like put the screen up and you can have somebody sing in the front of the screen or in the background. That's fine.
Yeah,
but like, you know, just stop already.
We've now changed screens again, and now we're like, really, this is the stop.
Well, they're not famous, Scott. We're breezing through all the not famous people.
Stop that.
Well,
I don't care. Just
certain things will never change. Stop it. Enough. Is this Andrea Bocelli?
Yeah, I think it's the yes.
Yeah, that's nice and all, but like, let's focus on the people. Matthew Perry. We're like half zoomed away from Matthew Perry. How does that work?
I can't even read half these names.
I can't even read half the names because it's so far away. Like, come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Oh, Carl Weathers.
Come on.
You're not going to zoom in on fucking Carl Weathers?
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you fucking William Friedkin? Are you joking? What the fuck is this? Tina Turner. Okay, they gave her a slightly bigger screen. Like, what the fuck? I feel like every other year they try to fuck with the fucking memorial.
That's the one thing we shouldn't fuck with.
And then they realize, oh shit, we fucked up. Let's go back to how it was in the beginning.
Like,
just keep it simple. And then they're like, then every other year they're like, no, we can do something fun with it. Like, no.
Just
stop it.
The In Memoriam is
just
the one
segment.
The In Memoriam's the one segment. Just don't fuck with
just
it.
Just leave it.
It's not that hard. Jesus Christ.
Well, that was annoying. Okay.
Every other year.
It really is every other year. Because that happened. Remember that one year when Chadwick Boseman passed away?
Well, yeah.
They like did the really happy song and just sped through everybody and then held on Sean Connery and Chadwick Boseman at the end. And we were like, literally, it's on the recording. We're like, that seemed really grossly fast. And then after that, they did it like calm and slow. Now we're in an off year, I guess, with the memoriam. That was annoying. Mom, before you go, let us know, are you team Killian for best actor or team Paul?
I'm going to say team Killian because they're winning everything.
Yes, that seems to be the way it's going. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Lead actor. Who we got? Nick Cage. Oh, that's why Nick Cage is here, because God forbid they actually nominated him for fucking Dream Scenario. Okay, Matt McConaughey, Brendan Fraser, Ben Kingsley, and Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker, hey buddy, it's been a minute. I don't hate this, but it just feels like it's adding time.
I don't know.
I thought the whole purpose of the earlier start time was to shave time, but whatever.
I don't mind this. I like this.
I don't mind it either, but it's just like, okay, Brendan Fraser, my king. Check out our Mummy review, guys. Who's Nick Cage presenting? Paul Giamatti. Nick Cage talking about the lazy eye and holdovers. He's like, would I have done that? Hell yes. But you're a good man, Paul Giamatti. You're a soldier.
Would I have done that?
You know, yes. He just in an interview was talking about Big Fat Liar. He's like, everybody asks me about Big Fat Liar still to this day, and I love that movie. I'm like, good for you, Paul Giamatti. Ah, yes, Forrest, introduce Comin Domingo, who in a better movie would have a better shot of winning, but the movie in general, Rustin, was just kind of very bland and surface level.
But hey, you get Forrest Whitaker to talk about you, so.
Yeah, he's good though. Like, I want him to come back into the conversation of Oscars because he's a good actor. Maybe in the Michael Jackson biopic. Because you know that's going to get Oscars.
That's a rough role, man, though.
I mean, it's going to get nominations for sure. Oscar goes to Cillian Murphy!
There you go, Cillian.
Yay! Cool, man.
Paul, you can still go to In-N-Out, though.
Yeah, you can still... I'll go with you, man.
You want to fly us out? We'll meet you there.
I do want to mention, though, because it's like a really interesting stat... This apparently is only the second time ever that more than one black actor who wasn't Will Smith or Denzel was nominated for lead actor. And the last time was in 2004 when Don Cheadle was up for Rwanda and Jamie Foxx won for Ray. So that is notable.
Yeah.
But Cillian won and that's good. It's his first time being nominated. So it's a good moment because he's been around for a while. Oh, is this Harrison Ford again coming out? He's always coming out, man. Oh, no, this is Spielberg. It looked like Harrison Ford from behind. I'm like, he came out and did Best Picture last year. I'm sorry. Wait, is he doing Best Picture? He's doing director. Oh, my God. I thought we were going to have a repeat of the Chadwick Boseman year, and we were saving Lily Gladstone for last because it's a big, you know what I mean? I got scared. All right, so we're doing director now. Justine Triet is nominated for the first time for Anatomy of a Fall. This is the ninth ever female director nomination, which is cool. But it's going to be Chris Nolan. Yes, it's going to be okay. So good.
My one friend back home, you know who you are. You're flipping out right now because you hate Christopher Nolan.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, we're getting actress now. Okay, so we have Sally Field, Jennifer Lawrence, Michelle Yeoh, Charlize Theron, and Jessica Lange. That's a nice little setup there. All right, so this is the biggest race of the night. I'm actually really excited. Oh, Lily Gladstone, she got a big applause. She looks so pretty.
She does.
It sucks, though, because I really did want to see more of her in the movie. Because the character of Molly is...
It's a good character.
She's a good character, but she's very stoic throughout a lot of the movie. So it would have been nice to see a more vulnerable side of that character.
Well, that's
character.
The thing. Like, I don't feel like she had an Oscar moment in the movie.
That's the thing. That's why I feel like everybody in the beginning of the season was expecting her to go in supporting. But I think Lily Gladstone said, understandably so, this is a movie about the Native American people, and I'm the Native American representation, like, as a main character in the movie. I'm going to go for lead. And, like, that's a fair thing to say.
Oh, and just for your mother. Oh, Annette Bening. Yay. She used to
play. Oh, yes. Annette Bening. Naiad. Yay. sorry. Sorry about that. This is Bening's fifth nomination, by the way. Emma Stone's fourth nomination. She won for La La Land. Carey Mulligan's also nominated. This is her third time being nominated. Gladstone is obviously her first time. And Sandra Hüller as well. It's her first time. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Boom.
Emma Stone. Holy fucking shit.
She looks shocked.
She does. Holy fucking shit. Now see, fuck my life. I said it today. I said, I'm going to go with my gut and say Lily, and then I'm going to lose because I didn't go with my heart. Because my heart told me Emma Stone's performance is better. Go with Emma Stone. Oh shit. Her dress is fucked up. She's crying. She's freaking out. And her dress is fucked up. Okay, calm down. You're okay. Emma Stone just won her second Oscar, guys. Holy fuck. I blame Martin Scorsese for this, because if he made a fucking movie where Lily Gladstone was actually the lead, then Lily Gladstone would have won.
Again, if she had a moment at the end of the movie,
yes,
I think she takes it. But because she doesn't have a moment at the end of the movie,
she doesn't have a moment where she gets to like emote really, like beyond the stoic, strong outward figure, and that's why we're here. Oh, God, Emma Stone has a kid. You know what? Every time I look at her, I see the girl from Easy A, and I forget that she's, like, an adult now and shit, and she has a kid and a husband and shit. Oh, my God. I do love her, though. I'm happy for her. I really, really am. And I wish that I had picked her now because fuck, God damn it. I always do this to myself.
Well, I take the point for that one.
I do think, yeah, but I still won, so fuck you. But I do think that Lily Gladstone is going to be good. I think she's already, we saw a commercial earlier. She's got a show now on Hulu that's coming out. I usually don't care about TV shows, but I'm going to watch it just to see Lily Gladstone, to be honest with you, because I love her. But I'm pissed, but I'm also happy for Emma. And like, because it's deserved for Emma. And I not to say that Lily Gladstone doesn't deserve it.
No.
But the movie did not do her justice. And that pisses me off. Now, if she had been put in supporting Lily Gladstone,
it would have been a tough fight between her and Divine.
I think it would have been over. I don't think it would have been a fight at all. But I think Lily stood her ground and stood by her principles in it. And that I appreciate. I like her a lot. I think that's why people like her a lot. I think she's going to get more work because of this. And that's good. And hopefully she'll be back. Who is he saying it's past your jail time?
Oh, Trump tweeted.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, at least he wasn't making Trump jokes the whole time. Oh, are we doing Francis Ford Coppola? Is he presenting Best Picture right now? Oh, Al Pacino. Oh, my God.
He had to find a sitter.
He had to find a sitter because he just had a fucking baby at like 97 years old. This guy. Jeez Louise. Al. Hey, buddy. You hanging in there, pal? Al Pacino was in a... Was he in a... He was in a Nolan movie. He was in Insomnia with Robin Williams. That's kind of funny.
His buddy's also there, De Niro.
Yeah, but he... I mean, Killers ain't winning.
No, Killers...
Killers is walking away with nothing tonight. Just like the Irishman did. Now, if we had a Warren Beatty moment here... Oh, God. And they said, like... Imagine they say... And it's Emma Stone's fault again. They say... The car says Emma Stone, poor things.
I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes. And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Here it comes. He just said it so blasé. Here, oh, my eyes see Oppenheimer. What the fuck? Okay. All right. Cool, man.
I didn't even get a hoo-ha.
I was hoping for a little more, like, you know, excitement there.
And Oppenheimer. Al. Hoo-ha.
Yeah, that would have been fun. All right, so Oppenheimer walks away with 7 tonight.
And Oppenheimer gets a Dunkachino.
God, okay. Yay, this is such a good moment. Because Oppenheimer really is, I mean, it's gotten a lot of hype, and that's fair to say. But Oppenheimer really is Christopher Nolan's, like, magnum opus.
Well, yeah. I love that everybody said Tenet was at one point, and
no.
We all hated Tenet.
No, Tenet was...
Normal people hated Tenet.
Normal people hated Tenet. We're pretty normal most of the time. Tenet was so fucking out there and confusing.
And
not
loud.
In a fun way. Yeah, no. This is potentially Chris Nolan's peak movie.
And that is the Oscars. It is over. We are done. Everyone can go home. Oh, and the dog's peeing on Matt Damon's star.
Yes, we love Messi. Good boy, Messi. Yeah, this was a pretty solid night. Some entertaining things. I wasn't bored, I'll say that. It didn't, like, drag on for 100 years.
That's
felt
true.
Like, the pace was pretty good, pretty yeah. fast. I'm a happy camper. Oh, Paul Giamatti dancing over the credits. We love that for him. Yeah, this was pretty dope, guys. I'm really happy it went well. I'm kind of bummed for Lily Gladstone, but I think she's going to make it. She's going to be just fine.
Who knows? She might be in the next Emma Stone movie.
I hope she comes back to the Oscars. I hope she, like, has another, like, kick-ass fucking year, and I hope she has another Oscar movie in the distance, in the very close distance. Next week, we go back to our regular scheduled program. Actually, we're going to review a movie that was referenced in this very ceremony.
What?
I'm sure I probably included the joke. We're gonna do Field of Dreams next week, guys, because I've never seen it. And it's baseball season, so we're doing Field of Dreams.
If you build it, They will come.
Okay. All I literally know about it is what John Mulaney said in the joke that he did, like the little bit. It's like, it's the ghosts that play baseball. That's all I really know about it. So we're in for a treat, a Kevin Costner flavored treat.
Yes, we will be back down the Costner hole.
Oh, no. But until then, this has been Shoot the Flick. I'm Frankie Sparks.
And I'm Scott Eisenberg.
Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Shoot the Flick, and check out all of our episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, and pretty much anywhere else you can find a podcast. And make sure you come back next week for our home run base stealing movie adventure. See, I know baseball. Shut up. Take us out, Scott. Hey, world.